The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I'm John Batchelor. Thomas Savage is here helping me understand what happened during the pandemic of 2021 for states that were beholden to the federal government's rules and guidances, but were overwhelmed by the demand, not just the extended payments, but the whole demand of everybody out of work at once and what is to be done. Tom, you have a recommendation. It's called a USA, Universal Savings Account. What does it do? What will it make? What will it do for unemployment?
Well, that's a great question, John. Actually, the term universal savings account, I first heard from economist Adam Michel. And, you know, I think it's a great idea that, you know, he and several other economists have put out, and I've been on board with myself. But it takes a pretty Herculean task. A universal savings account would replace the dozen or so different savings vehicles in the tax code, because each of these savings vehicles have specific purposes, specific rules, and, you know, very niche possibilities for using those savings and punishments if you withdraw, you know, too early or if you withdraw for an unqualified purpose. This eliminates that. And so there's one account where Americans can save and invest as they see fit. And they're not going to get punished for withdrawing. They're not going to get punished for withdrawing for the wrong thing or withdrawing too early. And ultimately, this gives portability, some security, and at the end of the day, skin in the game. It could be used for periods of unemployment, but it could also, you know, if someone is fortunate enough to not fall on hard times, they could save and use that money elsewhere. Or they could, you know, end up adding it to their retirement savings as well.
What I imagine is that it's giving the authority of the money to the individual who understands his or her needs, not the state. And note that there were some states that did better because they came out of the program early and took charge of it. In other words, halfway towards a universal account, kind of a state universal account. It's consistent with my understanding that people are the best, well, you say skin in the game. The best managers of your money are you. And a universal savings account would be lifelong, and it would be entirely your property. Could you pass it on? Could it be inherited?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, absolutely, you could pass it on. And, of course, so there's no official line in the tax code for it now, but that would absolutely fit right in with the proposal. It could be passed on. It could be... you know, ultimately, the goal of that approach would be, again, is to make sure people have full ownership over their savings and investments, and give them that control and discretion, which the current system does not give.
If I'm being too rosy scenario, but I think it would almost eliminate fraud, wouldn't it? I mean, really, if you're in charge of your own money, you're not going to let anybody look over your shoulder.
Well, yeah, it would. You'd definitely see those numbers go down. Of course, the fraudsters are entrepreneurial in their own pernicious way. They might find some other avenue to try, but yeah, I think it would help alleviate a lot of the problems we're seeing now in the current system.
And does the federal government have a position in this? I know it's still early; it's only 5 years since the end of the pandemic, but your paper is very prominently displayed. Have the feds or the state governments responded, especially the states that were not solvent?
I haven't seen any commentary on the paper myself, but I have seen, you know, over the past couple of years, many in Congress, many in state governments saying that writ large, these bonus unemployment programs, the enhanced federal subsidies and all of that were not a great idea. And on the state part, they say, because of course all federal money comes with strings attached, and those in Washington seeing the writing on the wall and knowing that Washington is on an unsustainable fiscal path and, kind of looking at and kicking themselves for being so spendthrift a couple of years ago.
This would be an answer to the debt bomb that's ahead of us. An answer. Has it been presented in that fashion? We'll save you some money by letting people control their own savings.
That is definitely a possibility. I think, too, also tackling the issue of retirement, because in addition to the national debt, we also have the problem of the Social Security Trust Fund and its danger of being unable to provide full benefits within the next couple of years. Really giving people the ownership there and being able, especially for younger Americans like myself and the generations that come after me, that kind of ownership could help alleviate many of the unfunded obligations and those promises. Whereas, you might be able to say, okay, everyone who is retired right now or at retirement age or near retirement, you are in the old system. Right. And then as Americans get younger, you start adjusting the program so that way it isn't just a time bomb that explodes when it can no longer pay benefits.
I like your pitch, Tom. Tom Savage, Research Fellow, American Institute for Economic Research. I'm John Batchelor.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.